We will, today's daf is daf Dalid, but we'll start again on daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing a Braisa. The Braisa was teaching about the law of our Mishnah. The law of our Mishnah is Besula Nises Leomer Vi. The celebration of a Besula, of a virgin's Nisuin, and her Nisuin are to take place on Wednesday. In the context of that Mishnah and that law, Gemara quotes this Braisa that says, why Wednesday? Because of something called Tainas Besulin, that the husband may come and marry, there may be a Nisuin, and after the Nisuin, the husband might find that there's no blood. Here she's a virgin. She was promised 200 silver coins because she was a virgin in her ksuba. There's no blood. There's no virginity. So we want him to go to Bezdin right away, because it's likely that the reason why there's no blood is that she, when she was a married woman the last year, she went and was mezana. She was disloyal to him. And Hashem has prohibited a woman who is mizana, a woman who has nus, after she's a married woman to her husband. So we want him to go to Bezdin. We don't want to stay together. If they're going to have the nisuin on a Tuesday, well, Bezdin's not in office on Wednesday. So then by the time Thursday comes around, she'll convince him to calm down. So then the Bryce asks, why didn't we say let them get married on Sunday? Because Bezdin will be in a session on Monday. And here we answer, Chaktu, Bezdin really wants to make sure that there's a nice wedding so that the Jewish woman is happy. So they said, Wednesday the wedding, so there should be 3 days of cooking. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then the Braisa said, but because of danger, sometimes people have the practice of moving it to Tuesday, and we don't stop them. And if they were coerced, then we would even tell them that Monday's okay. Gemara is struggling. What's the difference between danger and coercion? So the first answer that the Gemara gives, the danger is when the local governor wants to take advantage of Jewish women. He says, any Jewish woman who's getting married on a Wednesday, I'm coming down to rape her. So then people will try to throw him off. They'll start moving to Tuesdays. And he still knows it on the books. It says Wednesday, so he's not going to come on a Tuesday. That's dangerous. So then we would let people throw it off to one day. What would be forced? Forced is when we hear that the troops are coming by. So then they're going to take away the food that was prepared for the wedding. So then we say, you know what, you can even move it to Monday. We're talking about troops that are going to come in and stay for a while. Yeah, question.
So in the ketubah, does it stipulate that she's a virgin?
Yes.
So the marriage never really happened then?
No, because it could have been that at the time she was a virgin. On the contrary, we think that the marriage probably did happen.
It did happen.
At the time of the Kiddushin, she was a virgin.
Could she eat truma on the wedding day if she was a Bat Yisrael?
If she turns out to not be a virgin now?
Right.
And no, because...
obviously, if they served truma at the wedding, she was going to eat it.
Too late. It would have been too late at that point, right? So now the Gemara is asking, again, what is this ones? So we'll start again from there. What's the difference between ones, between coercion and the term sakana in the Braisa? We'll start again on Gimel and Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. My ones. What is the meaning of coercion where we say, okay, then they can do the wedding on Monday and only have one day of cooking? If it's the coercion of a Roman governor who's raping, who's forcing women to be with him. Why in the beginning of the Braisa is that called danger? Because of those women who resist. And why is it at the end of the Braisa called coercion? And furthermore, there we said, well, they have the practice of going to Monday, which is fine. I'm sorry, going to Tuesday, which was fine. Hacha mutter. And here it says they're allowed. If they ask us, we tell them, by all means, go ahead, move into Monday. Answer the Gemara. Amar Rava answered, coercion is down. The rumors are that the general is coming to the city. So the Gemara now asks, Teichidam, what's the case? Either Asi, Vachal, if he's going to come and he's going to leave. So Yaakov just delayed the wedding to next Wednesday. He's coming and he's going to set up his base here. So Bishlisha Mir Lichno, so if he's coming on Wednesday, move the wedding to Tuesday. Asapravadi Day, Begimul Ka'asu. His advanced team, the logistics people, the people actually going to steal the food because they're going to be cooking it for him, they come already on Tuesday. Therefore, we would say you can move the wedding to Monday. That was one explanation. Second explanation, alternatively, I could tell you, my machmas ha'ones, what does the b'risa mean when the b'risa says that because of coercion, we allow a couple, even though they ask us to move their wedding to Monday, even though we want weddings to be on Wednesday, we want nisuin on Wednesday, because we want people to prepare a lot for the nisuin, but we would let them move the nisuin to Monday. What's this ones? Kidatanya, we learned in a b'risa. Let's say you had a situation of somebody who has already baked his bread, and he has slaughtered the meat, and he's diluted the wine with the water, and then tragedy, the father of the chasan dies, or the mother of the kala. As Rashi points out, as the Gemara will explain, we know that the father of the chasan is the one who prepares the food. The mother of the kala is the one who gets the kala to have her jewelry and who makes up the kala and her cosmetics and her dresses. So therefore, now that the father of the chasan died and the mother of the kala died, if we're going to delay the wedding for funeral, shiva, avelus, then Nebuch is probably not going to have as nice a wedding, because there's no father of the chasan here to prepare the food, or there's no mother of the kala to again prepare her daughter. So therefore we say, listen, let them go ahead with the wedding. We don't want them to lose out on the wedding. Let them go ahead with the wedding. Once they go ahead with the wedding, then it's Sheva Brachos. Once it's Sheva Brachos, it's a Yom Tov for them. Let's remember back in the Sechel Smoit Katan we learned that Avelus does not overrule Yom Tov. So they're going to be in a state of Yom Tov. Now they're going to have the private laws of Avelus. The private laws of Avelus do apply on Yom Tov, but publicly they won't have Avelus. So they'll have Sheva Brachos and left 7 days and going to the Sheva Brachos. And at the end of the Sheva Brachos, then they can have their Avelus. They can have their 7 days of Avelus. So that's the case of Ones. In other words, a person prepared a wedding, and then Nebuchadnezzar Monday, his father died. So if we're going to say, let's wait till Wednesday, what's going to be with his father? He's going to sit and sit and sit? No. So then we say, you know what? Do the wedding on Monday, because we don't want you to lose all the food that you prepared. After you do the wedding, be intimate, then bury the father. Then you're going to have Yom Tov, so Yom Tov is going to mask Avelus, because it's Sheva Brachos. You have 7 days of Sheva Brachos. After the 7 days of Sheva Brachos, then you're going to have the 7 days of Shiva. That's called the Ones that moves the Nisuin celebration from Wednesday to Monday. So let's just read it. Humeis Aviv Shel Chasan O Imo Shel Kalaf. The father is the Chasan, or the mother of the Kala dies. We put the dead body into a room. We learned from here, by the way, that Avelus only starts with burial, because here, what did you gain by putting the dead body in the room? He's still an Avel. You're only an Onain, and the Avelus is only going to start with burial. We bring the Chasan and the Kala into a Chuppah. And we let them be intimate once. Does an intimacy of mitzvah. Uporesh. But then he has to separate, because once he's going to do Avelus, once there will be burial, there will be Avelus, and the Avelus of private matters do apply. Then, after the burial, the Noach Shiva Simei Avishta, he has 7 days of going to parties. It's not exactly the acting of mourning, but it's publicly acting in a celebratory manner, which is okay, because it's his Yom Tov. V'yachakach Noach Shiva Simei Avelus. Then he has 7 days of Avelus, but since those 7 days of Sheva Brachos are only publicly his Yom Tov, but privately he still should be acting as an Avel, he sleeps amongst men, and she sleeps amongst women. They're not allowed to have yichud with each other. And even though he's an Avel or she's an Avel, she's a bride, so we let her have jewelry and cosmetics for the whole 30 days, even though it's Shloshim. This is only when it's the father of the chasan or the mother of the kala, because no one else would prepare such a nice wedding for them if we would delay the wedding because they died. But the opposite not. Yeah, question.
Sorry, there's any reason the Gemara that's focusing Abba Shela Chatan the Ima Shela Kala? It's mean if the Ima of the Chatan will die, Shela Chatan, right? It's mean what they're going to do? The same thing?
No, if the mother of the Chasan dies, they would bury her. They would have a full week of Avelos. They wouldn't have Sheva Brachos. They would say, okay, we lose the food, so what? But the father can go make another chasana. And then the father would get together another food, and they would have another wedding. You know, I once saw that the Hasidim asked, it's so clear from this Gemara that who prepares the chasana? The chasan. Especially the father of the chasan. But nowadays, something has been flipped. Nowadays, it's the by the Ashkenazim at least. I don't know about the Sephardim, but at least by the Ashkenazim. The father still does it, okay, but by the Ashkenazim, the custom is that the father of the kala pays for the wedding. As I'm sure Roger can tell us, the father of the kala is the one who has to pay for the wedding. And the father of the chasan, so he does flowers, he does liquor, the orchestra, the photographer.
He takes 10% for himself, so he pays only 90%.
The father of the kala pays. So what happened? The Gemara is so clear that it was the father of the chasan. So now, see them say, the answer is like this. The Zohar says, the verse says, we learned this in Masech de Brachos, that the Gemara had said that in Ashrei we're missing the letter Nun. We don't have Nun in Ashrei. So the Gemara says, why? Because the letter Nun is the beginning of the Pasuk. Nafla lo tosif kum besulas Yisrael. She has fallen. She will not continue to get up, the Virgin of Israel. So the Zohar asks, how could it be that the Jewish people have fallen, we're not going to get up? So the Zohar answers, what it means is, the Jewish people have fallen, and we can't get up on our own. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pick us up. Lo tosif kum. Aval akimena. But I will pick her up. And then the Zohar explains. Imagine there's a king. He's upset with his wife. So he sends her out. He tells her, you know what? Leave for a week. So she knows she only has to leave for a week. So after a week she can come back. But then as a king, he gets very upset with his wife. He says, leave. Doesn't say for how long. So after a week she still can't come back. After a month she can't come back. So she left. And she's away. And after a while, she gets into a difficult situation and she's sick. And she can't come back. So the king himself has to go bring her back. So he goes out, he finds her, and he brings her back. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with us. He sent us out only for 70 days. 70 years. That was the first Golas. Mm-hmm. So after 70 years, we knew we could come back. So we came back. But the second Golas, he sent us out without telling us for how long. So we don't know when we can come back. So he has to go out and bring us back. He has to go out himself, find us, and bring us back. So because now we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come out and bring us back, therefore now the chasan goes to the kala, and the kala's family makes the wedding, and he brings the kala back from her place. Whereas earlier, it was when the kala, Am Yisrael, knew when they could come to the chasan, and the chasan would prepare the meal for the kala. That's what the chasidim say. But it's an interesting thing, because the Gemara is very clear. The chasan's family, and especially the chasan's father, was the one to make the whole wedding.
So it's very different. Rabbi Elephant does listen to a shir yesterday. He said the minhag changed because in Brachos it says that the chasan has to make a suuda and everyone has to enjoy. And if you don't enjoy, it's like, you know, great ramifications. Right. He said today people go to weddings, they don't necessarily enjoy. So if the kala makes the wedding, there's no obligation to enjoy.
Right.
But
that's such a strange answer, because Suda's chasan doesn't mean the meal that the chasan pays for. It means Suda's chasan is the wedding, the wedding of the chasan. So it is an answer that's given, but that's a strange answer.
No nun in Ashrei.
There's no nun in Ashrei.
It's supposed to be that the kala's
father's going to be supporting the chassam learning all day, so they're getting used to it early from
the yeah, that's where it changed, right? Yeah, that's an interesting situation.
I got to remember this top for my next
daughter. That's right. Remember, you 50, tell them, 50, listen.
All the way from
what do you mean
50-50?
Kim, you forget it. Kim, you forget it.
It's the groom's responsibility.
Right? Yeah, right? Yeah. Kim has to forget it.
All the way. Boom.
Quickly.
Nice and peaceful.
So the Gemara's answer, that the meaning of the brice of onas, of being coerced, refers to avelos. And again, v'dafka aviv shel chasan or ima shel kala. This is only the father of the chasan who dies, or the mother of the kala. That if we don't delay the funeral and we do the funeral right away, we're going to end up delaying the wedding, delaying the nesuin party. To lekinish to tarachlu, we're not going to find anybody else who's going to, you know, go through all this effort and prepare for them a beautiful wedding. But if the mother of the chasan dies, or the father of the kala, the father of the kala is not preparing the kala's jewelry, then lo, it's not such a big deal. I'm a Raf from Bar Papa, I'm Rav Chizda. Raf from Bar Papa, I'm Rav Chizda. Lo shanu, ela, shanasan, maimel, gabe, basar. When do we say that we're worried? And if we go ahead with the funeral and we have Shiva for a week and then we do the wedding, Nebuch, we're going to miss out on a nice wedding. We're not going to have a nice wedding by the time we come back to it. That's only when they haven't put the water on top of the meat, so they can't sell the provisions. But if they've slaughtered the meat, but they haven't yet started to cook it, they haven't put the water on top of it, Ms. Davin, you can quickly sell everything. So if you can sell everything, lo nara, and we can just delay the wedding party and do the burial and Shiva right away. Rava said, in a big city, even if you put the water on top of the meat, Mizdabik, you can very easily sell the meat because there's a large demand, and even things that are somewhat cooked, you could also sell. So even though you probably couldn't sell it for what you've spent, but it doesn't matter, you could recoup most of your expenses, and then you might as well delay the wedding and go ahead with respecting the deceased first. Amarapaparapapa said, Ubikfar, in a small village, even if you didn't put the water on top of the meat, lom is dabbing, you can't sell the meat because you don't have a lot of people to buy it. So the Gemara now asks, fellow Rav Chizda, so when you have the law of Rav Chizda, once you put the water on the meat, then you cannot sell it. So I'm Rav Ash, you go on Mata Maxia, like the town Maxia. The Mafka Mikrach, it's not a big city where you could even sell it once you put the water on the meat. Mafka Mikfar, it's also not a village where if it's raw, you also couldn't sell it. Tanya Kavasi, Rav Chizda, we learned in a Braisa, like Rav Chizda. Reisha, Yapitu, let's say a person has already baked his bread, and he slaughtered the meat, and he's diluted the wine. And what has he done to the meat? He's put the water on top of the meat already. And then the father of the chasan or the mother of the bride die. Then, and we really want to go ahead with the chuppah and the celebrating of the completion of the wedding. We put the deceased away into a room, and we put the bride and the groom into a chuppah. We have him go ahead and have one act of intimacy, the act of mitzvah, and then he separates. And then they do the burial. Then v'noeg shiva simiyam yishter. Then he has 7 days of sheva brachos with 7 parties. V'achakach noeg shiva simiyam avelos. And after the 7 days of parties, he's going to have avelos shiva for a week. V'chalos tenayam. But those 7 days of parties, as well as the 7 days of shiva, for those 14 days, we don't trust that he's not going to be intimate with his wife because just got married. So who yashin ben anashim, v'ishtu yashin ben anashim. He sleeps amongst men, she sleeps amongst women. There is a prohibition of yichud upon them. V'chein mi shapir sa ishto nido. Now, similarly would be, let's say a man had married a woman, gave her a ring. A year goes by, she comes to the chuppah, and she starts bleeding. She's a nida. So again, we're worried. We're worried that he's not going to be able to hold himself back. For a man to have intimacy with a nida, it's a terrible, terrible misdeed. It's as bad as eating on Yom Kippur or violating Shabbos. So we don't want that to happen. And here, he, you He's waited a whole year, and he's excited, and they just were under the chuppah. Everybody's saying mazel tov. So we don't trust him. We don't trust that he's going to be able to control himself. So when we have what we call a chuppas nida, the chuppah ceremony happening with a woman who's already a nida, what do? We say, okay, you got married fully, but you can't sleep together yet. Hu yashen beina anashim. He has to go sleep amongst men. He yashena beina anashim, and she sleeps amongst women, and they have a prohibition of yichud until she can go to the mikvah, and then they can be together again. Then the brisa has a law that we saw earlier as well. We would not prevent the bride during the 30 days of avelos from wearing cosmetics and jewelry. Either way, lo yiv o, whether a person is an avel or not, the person should never have the first act of intimacy, the erev Shabbos, on Friday night. Because as we saw yesterday, on Friday night, it's Shabbos, and the first act of intimacy is going to break the hymen and make a woman bleed. So this Gemara holds that since it's going to make a woman bleed, it can't be done on Friday night because it's chabura. It is a malach on Shabbos of making somebody bleed. The loba matzoi Shabbos, we also wouldn't have the first act of intimacy on Saturday night. We'll have to see later in the Gemara why. Amar Mar, so we just learned in this brisa that when we have this terrible situation, the wedding was ready, and then we had to go ahead with the wedding, even though there was really aninos here, because the father of the chassan died, and then we do the burial, and then we have the Sheva Brachos, so it's publicly his Yom Tov, publicly he doesn't mourn, but privately he has to mourn, so he still cannot be intimate. Privately, he's an avot, so he can't be intimate. So since he can't be intimate, hu yashin bein anashim, he has to sleep amongst men, he yashin bein anashim for the next 2 weeks. This is a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "After we shamayin avelos b'moed, even when you have a yom tov, let's say Sukkos or Shavuos, and you don't have the public acts of mourning, avot dvarim shel tzina noheg, but private mourning, namely intimacy, does apply." Rav Yosef, made the Rav, which made the Rav. Rav Yosef, the son of Rav, told him the name of Rav. Lo shanu ela shelo baal. This law that he should sleep amongst the men and she should sleep amongst the women is if he wasn't intimate. Avol baal ishto, but if he was intimate with his wife, then Yeshena Imo, she can sleep with him. Because once he was intimate with her, he doesn't have such a strong Yetzer Hara, and then he can keep the law that they can sleep together and he won't be sleeping with her. 1 second. The whole Gemara here is talking about a case where the man was intimate with his wife. And then it says he has to separate for 2 weeks. My answer is, his law was talking about a wife. If a person's wife is a nida, if he had already been intimate with her, it's fine, and they can still sleep together in the same room. Havachin katani. But the first part of the Mishnah, which talks about avelos, first part of the brisa talked about mourning. The second part of the brisa talks about a person's wife becoming a nida, and it equated the two. It said they both are the same. This is the Gemara Achikam. This is what it really means. So too, if under the chuppah his wife becomes a nida, he hasn't yet been intimate with her, and he has to sleep amongst men, his wife sleeping amongst women. However, in avelos, even though he was intimate with her, if he is now an avel, so he has to sleep amongst the men and she has to sleep amongst the women. So why? L'meimer d'avelos kilei minida. This is to imply, we're about to question it, this is to imply that people don't take the prohibition of avelos as seriously as the prohibition of anita. In other words, if a man is about to have his nesuin, and then his father dies, and he does the nesuin, and then he's with his wife, and then he buries his father, and we tell him, listen, you now have sheva brachos, but in private, you have to still be away from your wife. You can't be intimate with her. He doesn't take it so seriously. He says, why not? Why? I'm an avel. I'm not acting like an avel. And even if I would be an avel, what's the big deal? An avel sleeps with his wife, so I didn't keep avelos. So what's the big deal? So then we don't trust him. Since we don't trust him, we make him sleep amongst men and her sleep amongst women. But if a guy comes to the chuppah, and then under the chuppah his wife starts to bleed, and she becomes a nida, he's going to take it very seriously. It's nida. It's as bad as eating on Yom Kippur. It's as bad as violating Shabbos. So nida is treated very seriously. So if he had already violated the law and he had already been intimate with her, so his yetzahara is not so strong, so then we would say, you know what, they can stay together. We do trust that he's not going to actually sleep with her when she's in nida, because nida is very strict. So the Gemara says, is that true? L'meimer, do you mean to imply, da'avelos kilalei min nida? People don't view the prohibition of an avel sleeping with his wife to be as severe as a man sleeping with his wife who's a nida, and that's why when there is a fear of an avel sleeping with his wife, we have to separate the husband and wife, whereas when there is a nida fear, we wouldn't separate them unless they've never been intimate. If they've never been intimate, then we're going to separate them, whereas an avel, even though they've been intimate once, we're going to separate them. So why
avel sleeping with Rabbanan?
Yes.
The rabbi,
after the first day, yes.
How's it possible for them to have been intimate if they weren't married?
No. Well, they had kedushin. And they were supposed to wait till Nisuin, but they didn't wait. Which can happen sometimes. So, if you're going to say, which was wrong, it was a sin, but it's such a terrible sin. So, who yashin mein anashim, yishti yashin mein anashim, lemeimer da avelus, kilo le minida, we're going to say that avelus is more light in people's eyes than a man sleeping with a nida. All the different activities of work that a wife does for her husband, nida osalabaila, a woman when she's a nida can also still do it for her husband, even though it might make her husband love her more. It's okay, they control themselves. Except for the wife, bringing her husband a cup and diluting it for him, batsa samita, or making his bed, opening up his bed for him, or washing his hands, face, or feet. In regards to a mourner, we learned in a braisa, even though a person is not able, when a woman is an avela, to force her to put on cosmetics. But in truth, they said, she can still serve him his cup of wine. She can open up for him the bed. She can wash his hands, face, and feet. So you see that the harchakos, the activities that we make a husband and wife not do when she's in need to keep them from being intimate, we don't do when a husband and wife are availing. So you see that the prohibition of a husband and wife sleeping together as avelim is treated very seriously by people, and therefore we don't need to create harchakos to distance them from possible violation of this activity. Mm-hmm. It's the Gemara lo kasha. It's not a contradiction. Kan ba'avelus didei, kan ba'avelus didza. There's a difference between when he is an avel or when she is an avel. When did we say that he has to sleep amongst the men and she has to sleep amongst the women and we're worried that they're going to be intimate? When he is the one who's an avel and she's not the one who's an avel. When did we say she could even serve him a cup of wine, which she couldn't do as a nida? That's when she is an avel, she has lost her mother. In other words, when she is an avel, we're not worried, oh, they might be intimate. Therefore, we should make all sorts of laws and say to her, she can't serve her husband wine because then he might be intimate with her. She's in avel, she's in no mood to be intimate. She just lost her father, she lost her mother, she's in no mood to be intimate, so we're not worried. But when he has lost a relative, then already she might still be in the mood to be intimate, and a man, unfortunately, has much more of a yetzahara to be intimate than a woman does, then we are worried that they might be intimate. So then we say, he doesn't take it so seriously. He should sleep amongst men, and she should sleep amongst women. So why can you say that? But the Braisa said either the father of the chasan dies or the mother of the kala. It means even in regards to when he is an avel or when she is an avel also, either way. So the Braisa says ki katani ashar. When we talk about the mother of the kala, that's referring to the fact that we go ahead with the wedding. But in terms of having to sleep in separate rooms, no. They wouldn't have to sleep in separate rooms because we know she just lost her mother. She's upset. She's not going to allow him to be intimate with her. Iva Tanya, didn't we learn in Ebraisa, a man who his father-in-law died, his wife's father, Ochamoso, or his wife's mother, He can't force his wife to put on cosmetics, but rather he has to overturn his own bed too, and he has to act like an avel with her. And if she lost her father-in-law or mother-in-law, she can't put on her cosmetics, she overturns her bed, and she acts as an avel with him. So you see that even though he lost his father, we're not making him sleep amongst the men because he knows not to be intimate with her. So the Gemara says, Tani Ba'avelus today, you have to change the brisa. When he lost his father, he sleeps amongst men and she sleeps amongst women because we're worried that he might be intimate with her. I have a chen katani, but it says they are the same. So Gemara says ki katani, when it says that the two sets of avilos are the same, akicho va'apirchos. That's in terms of putting on cosmetics. Va'imo katani. It says that she overturns the bed with him and acts like an avil with him. So doesn't it mean my lav imo b'mita, that she can be with him in the same room, in the same bed, but they can be in the same bed, but she's just going to act as an avil. So you see that we're not worried that they have to separate. It means that they are the same house, but not that they are in the same room. If he lost his father, we do not trust them, and they have to sleep separately. Rav Chia Brei, like Rav told Chia his son, when Chia's father-in-law died, in front of her, you should act as an avel. Not in front of her, you don't have to act like an avel. Rav Ashi says, I understand. What are you comparing a typical state of avelus to what we were talking about? We're talking about avelus of a bride and groom. Avelusa de alma chamir velo asilizil zule bay. If people have been married for several years, and then he loses his father, or she loses her mother, so they're going to take the laws of avelus seriously. One of the laws of avelus, they can't be intimate, they won't be intimate. Avelusa de hacha, but here, people are not going to take avelus seriously. They haven't been married for a while. Kiman da akilu rabbanan, the rabbis already were lenient. They already said, delay it. Don't do the burial right away. Do the wedding right away. Do be'ilas mitzvah. Then we're telling them to now start acting as avelim. Aslu zalzule bay, and now they're going to not take it seriously, so now they have to sleep separately. My kula, what was the leniency? Ilim et katani bo be'ilas mitzvah porich, because we told him to go be intimate. But as mishum lochal love avelus. Avelus hasn't yet started. Because either Belezer actually ate to be in Pesach Abayis, because Belezer avelus only starts once the dead person is out of the house. Either Yeshua actually sasi magolo, because the dead avelus only starts once there's a burial, and here the fellow was still in the house. I'll tell you why we were lenient. Because we said after the burial, there should be a week of Sheva Brachos. And then a week of Shiva. So we said, a week of Sheva Brachos. So people said, what's going on? We just did a burial, now you have a week of Sheva Brachos. This avelus doesn't matter so much. So they're going to then think that they could even be intimate. So here we have to make them sleep in separate rooms. Amar, we learned in the Brisa. Benkach uvenkach. Whether a person's an avel or not an avel. Lo yivol lo berev Shabbos b'matzoi Shabbos. The first act of intimacy shouldn't be on a Friday night, and it shouldn't be on a Saturday night. All right, Mishum berev Shabbos. I understand why you can't have the first act of intimacy on a Friday night. Mishum chabura. Because we're worried of a person making somebody bleed. Why can't you have a wedding on or the first act of intimacy on Matzah Shabbos? Reb Seira said, amazing. Mishum cheshbonos. Because if a person is going to have the chuppah and the wedding and the first act of intimacy on Matzah Shabbos, the Shabbos won't be Shabbistic. Because on Shabbos, he's going to be thinking about the caterer and paying the caterer and making calculations of guests. He's going to be thinking money. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us on Shabbos not to be thinking money, not to be talking money. Shabbos is a time for Daf Yomi. Not a time for business.